Okay, we have two vlot left and about 7 or 8 days, so we have to finish about half an omer a day. So pace yourselves, and we'll try to be oimid at least on the main nekudas of the Gemara. Let's start with just pshat, because the Gemara is a bit complicated here, just pshat in the Gemara. We'll start again from the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, Amar Rav Simi Bar Rashi. And what's confusing here is that you have to remember the flow of the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara. Where is Rav Simi Bar Rashi coming in? We have given that there's a special pasuk to teach us that on Shabbos we don't give Misa. It's a pasuk that is needed. Not for the pasuk, I would think you do give Misa on Shabbos. There's a pasuk that tells us you don't give Misa on Shabbos. Why do I need the pasuk? The conclusion I would draw is that I say it normally is Daichalos Sheish Bekaris. That's why I need a pasuk, because otherwise I say it's Daichalos Sheish Bekaris. So the point of Rav Simi Bar Rashi is to answer that, to give us a different reason why I need a pasuk. In other words, what he's really saying is that it could be I say it's not Daichalos Sheish Bekaris. Rafa Piken, I would think that killing a Reitzeach or anybody who's Chayav Misa is. So the Gemara brings the following. Amar Simi Barashi, Haitana Lam Mishum Dasi Asay Vidafi Laisase. Don't think, like you said, that we need this drasha, because normally Asay is Daichal Aisay Shesh Bekaris. No. Ella, for a totally different reason. Mishum Demaisi Mikal Vachaymer, Vachikar. Now here again, guys, I get confused. The Maisi Mikal V'chaimah means I would have thought to say a Kal V'chaimah. This is all a reason I need the pasuk. The Gemara of Simi is telling us svaris that are not true. He's telling us svaris that made it that we need a pasuk. So he comes and says Kal V'chaimah, which is a reason the pasuk comes lafuke the Kal V'chaimah. That's the Shakla V'tari.
Svaris not true. Svaris true. And even though we have a pasuk.
The Svara is a good Svara. Svara, it's Mrs. Svara, but it's not true Ladina, is what I meant here. El Mishum Demaisi Mekabal Chai Mevachikama. Uma Ani Mekayi Mechal Aleha Maisi Umas Bishar Malach It's Chusim Mises Bez Avo Mises Bez and I would have thought is Dachi Shabbos why Mekabal Chai Uma Avoida Shichamu Madach Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash which is Chavu. We know that you're allowed to do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash and Ritzicha Daicha Isa, and yet the mitzvah of giving an Einish to a Reitzeach is Daicha it. Ritzicha Daicha Isa, the language is not 100% literal. It's not that Ritzicha is Daicha, but it means giving Mises Bezd into a Reitzeach is Daicha Avoida. Shenemar Me'im Mizbechiti Kechen Olamos. So therefore, it's a Kal V'chaimah that Shabbos shenitcha b'pnei avoida ein edin shetei ritzicha daichaisa. So certainly, the mitzvah of killing a ritzayach, or the Gemara seems to assume the mitzvah of killing any chayvim Mrs. Bezin, is daicha Shabbos. So that was the svara. Umay oy einay dekamer. What was the lashon in the brayso oy einay hachikar? Then maybe k'purus meis mitzvah teichiach in this. Svara I would have had if not for the pasuk, maybe it's not a good svara, because maybe kfuras meis mitzvah zahichacha shadeches avoida. A kayin goes to kfuras meis mitzvah and leaves the avoida to do it, and yet veda deches shabbos hadamar kfuras meis mitzvah titch shabbos makal v'chaimer. Then maybe taka kfuras meis should be deicha from the same kal v'chaimer ma avoida she deicha shabbos kfuras meis deicha isa mevlach isa. So the Braisa was mesupik, and it was mitzadeh to say that from these kal v'chaimers, everything should be deicha Shabbos, kfuras meis mitzvah, and killing a ritzeach. And that's why I need a special pasuk, tam alay melay sevaru. Period. That's the end of Rav Simi's dechia. Rav Simi is matzik, that you say you need the pasuk because I would have thought I say Deicha Lo'isa. Say no, you need the pasuk because I would have thought this hope shattered, and that's why I need the pasuk. And Lamai says Takanat Deicha Shabbos. The question is like, why do I need the pasuk? I need it because of this shtickle tire. That's Rav Simi. And now the Gemara will go L'may disalak adaita. We'll go back to the Havamina, but this is Rav Simi's memory. Taisis Shanemar Me'im Mizbechi is interesting. Taisis B'noigeya Nesias Kapayim. Again, a totally different topic coming out of left field. The Inyan of Nesias Kapayim for a Reitzeach. Let's see Taisis Shanemar Me'im Mizbechi. The point of the Gemara is even if Avayda is Nitchis, you take the Kayin from going up to on the Mizbeach. Fractisis and Taima. The Dilma Hasam La Mishum de Ritzicha Dachi Avayda. Why did the Gemara assume it's because Ritzicha is Dachi de Avayda? And Mimeli Kamek Kavachayim Elo Mishum de Gavrahu de Lechazi. Maybe the reason is because a reitzeach is not roi la'avoida, not because one mitzvah is daich another, but because it's a psul, just like Yisrael can't do avoida, and a balmum can't do an avoida, and a chol can't do, a reitzeach can't do. And how do I know that? Kedamrinon, it's a gemara in brachas. Kayin sharag nefesh, lisas kapam, shedema yadechem damim mileyu. The kosh can't avoida. So Taisus asks that maybe the reason a kayin can't do avoida is for a different reason. Just like you can't do the Nesias Kapayim, you can't do Avayda. So what's Taisus Kasha? So then this whole Svar in the Gemara, the whole Kavachayma falls away. And the whole Kavachayma falls away. Nor Sameach, Hilchis Tefillah, the Duchening is brought, Duchening by Tefillah is brought there, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Gimel. He brings a shaila. If a kayin that was a reitzeach and did tshuva is right to duchen, this which we say yodecha davim ileyu, that a kayin is not eligible to duchen if he's a reitzeach, is that even if he did tshuva? The Rambam there says that even if he did tshuva, that he's still possible. When this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch brings Yesh Chalkin, brings that the Rav Yah argues, and the Rav Yah says no, if he did tshuva, so he doesn't have the Aveira anymore, so then he could do it. There's Machlaikis Rishayim, if a Kayin writes Seach that does tshuva, could do it on that. So the Arsa Meach brings a Raya from Taisus Kasha, that Taisus holds like the Rambam. How's it a raya? Because Taisus in the Kasha saying that the Gemara's Kal V'chaymer is not a Kal V'chaymer. Because if a Kayin's psul al-Tzreitzeach has to do with the fact that he's possible to Duchin, which applies to Avoda as well, and not because in Memele, the Gemara's Kavachayim is not a Kavachayim. The Gemara said that Ritzicha is Daich HaVayda. No. To go and kill a Ritzayach is not Daich HaVayda, it's just that he's Pasal HaVayda. Frektar Sameach. Why didn't Taisus answer that in a case where a Kayin did Tshuva, a Ritzayach who got Hasra and killed, and he does Tshuva, does he get Misa? We know he does, right? Mises bez, then you get even if you do tshuva. So, why doesn't Taisus answer his kasha and say pashut? Our Gemara's Kal V'chaymer is still true if you have a kayin who did tshuva. He's kosher to duchen. He's kosher to do the avayda. But still, he's chayim Mises bez din. So, in that case, the Gemara is very geshmak. Ma'adach avayda shichamur v'dech hashatz. Ritzicha daichaisa. Somebody who did tshuva and is eligible to do the avayd, we take him away from the mizbeach in order to give him misa. So it's a kal v'chaymer that it's daich hashatz.
That moment, by the pull away, wasn't
right.
Why 3 days from now does tshuva? He might be eligible.
No, maybe in the case where he already did tshuva, he killed on Sunday, did tshuva on Monday, and now it's Tuesday.
Well, why do we take him away from avayd?
Why do we take him away? On Tuesday, he's going to do Avodah, and we have to give him Misa. So we're going Yifti the Shuv already. We're going now, taking him to give him Misa. That's what the Pasuk says, you take him off in the Mizbeach. Me Mizbechit Yikachem Olamus. So we're taking him to kill him. So Taisus asks, maybe we're taking him to kill him because he's possible to do the Avaida. So I can answer Taisus Kasha. I need the Pasuk for a Tzeachu de Tshuva. A Tzeachu de Tshuva is not possible to do the Avaida. So if you have a Ritzeach Kayin who did Tshuva, such a Ritzeach Kayin, that's where I need the Pasuk. Tak, I don't need the Pasuk if he's a Ritzeach who didn't do Tshuva. I don't need Pesukim for that. He's possible because you're Decha Domi Milayu. Just like you can't do Chin, you can't do Avaida. So Taisus asks, so then the whole Kal v'Chomer falls away. No, the Kal v'Chomer still applies if he did do Tshuva. So I need a Pasuk. Mim is Bechene Techen Olamos, because it's not us Apsul to do the Avaida. What? If you hold the Kedochin, right, there's some emphasis. If you hold the Kedochin, say Kedu Avaida. Because Taisus said he's only possible Avaida because he's possible to do it. So if he's kasher to do it, he's kasher to Avaida. So if he's kasher to do Avaida, then Taisus kasher falls off. Taisus kasher was that the Gemara's case of Ritzicha Deicha Isa, that Ritzicha is Deicha Avaida. That's only because a Ritzach is possible. That was Taisus Kasha. Right, the Gemara says Ritzicha is Daicha because Ritzicha is more important. Taisus says it's not more important. Taisus says yes, because he's possible to do Avaida. But if you hold, like the Rav Yah, that a Kayin who killed and did Shuvah is Kasha to do Avaida, then Taisus Kasha falls away. Because then there's no Kasha that he's just like the Sias Kapayim. Because by the Sias Kapayim itself, such a Kayin would also be Kasher. So must be Zakhtar Sameach that Tosfos was held like the Rama, that a Kayin that was a Ritzach and did Tshuva is also possible to Dochim. In other words, once he's a Ritzach, it's a lifetime soul. Once a Kayin kills, it's a lifetime soul. You can never Dochim. So Taisus asked, it's a lifetime soul, so every Ritzach is a lifetime soul, so then Agamara Shver. How does Agamara know that Ritzich is more important than Avaida? Maybe it's because the Ritzach is possible La Avaida, not because it's more important. So that Taisus, the Arsamas point is that Taisus Kasha only makes sense if you hold, like the Rambam, that a Ritzach is possible forever, even if he does true. That's the point of the Sameach in his Raya. So it's not only the Rambam, it's Taisus also that holds this one.
But this answer, even if it did do true, it will be kosher.
So the question is, what does Taisus hold and Taisus answer? Okay, so that the Sameach goes to next. First paragraph, he brings a Raya from Taisus Kasha, and then he goes to Taisus Teretz. Okay, so Taisus Kashi brings that the Raya, that at least Taisus in the Kasha held that the Psul is a Psul, an absolute Psul. Taisus Kasha makes sense if it's a total Psul. Now let's see Taisus Teretz. I think it says it's Tali Zebizeh. If you hold that if you do Tshuva it's okay, so if you kill Bainis B'shaiging, it's also okay. If you hold that he made the Tshuva it's Psul, so then it's a Psul also, no matter what, I think that's what it says. What? I can't hear. Only if you kill Jew. The whole thing is only if you kill you. Yeah. Okay. So let's see Taisus Terutzim and see how it stems. Yeshloimer. So we'll learn again. We have to learn Taisus Teretz, how Pshat, the way it enters the Kasha, and then we'll try to figure out the Arsameach. First, the Pshat. Yeshloimer. So Taisus two Terutzim. Yeshloimer da kocha chazi. Al karkach, a kayin is roi to do avaida, even if it's a ritzeach. Dei mechal avaida. It can't be that a ritzeach passes avaida. Dei mei'im mizbechi, v'loi mei'al mizbechi. Because we know that it's only mei'im mizbechi, tikachanalas. If he's near the mizbeach, we pull him away. If he's on the mizbeach already doing avaida, so we let him finish. So it can't be that a ritzeach is possible. We would pull him away otherwise. So it must be that it doesn't. It's not a psul be'etzem. V'lo yisa eskapa of chumra v'almahu. And the din that he has a dochid, it's a chumrah. It's not a deraisa. It's not a deraisa. There's no shaykhis tausa again. So Taisus is saying in his first teretz that the din of a reitzayach has nothing to do with psul avayda, zero to do with psul avayda, and it's a chumrah derabbanan. It's a chumrah. It's not a din taira. Once it's not a deraisa, our gemara is darshin psukim, so it falls off. So Taisus in the first teretz holds that it's a chumrah. That goes in a chumrah. It means a hisa derabbanan, a chumrah derabbanan. That he shouldn't do it. Va'oid, Tais says the second teretz. He says in the second teretz, Tais going back to the kasha. Tais in the kasha held that it's psul deraisa for its after duchim. Otherwise, Tais kasha makes sense. Tais kasha was it's psul deraisa. So in his first teretz, he says it's only a chumrah. In the second teretz, he says va'oid. Dafka lo yisa kapav. It's dafka din in duchening. Lefi shaharagai biyadai or shaharag biyadai. Veikateger nasis in eger. Ketziv bahu kara ubi parischem kapechem. That the pasuk is saying that the hands that were used to kill can't be hands that are used to duchen, because veikateger nasis in eger. We find such an idea. That's why we don't use a shayfer shel para. We use a shayfer shel ayil on Rosh Hashanah. Why do you use a shayfer shel para? Because the eagle was a para, and they can take it. That's an eagle. The eagle that made all the trouble for us is not going to be used for a shayfer. So, one of the three reasons, right? But that a para is possible. But anyway, the. Why don't you say the same svara legabe avaida that ain't kateger nasas in eger? So what's the answer? Why is it the same thing by avaida and kateger nasas in eger? Gives a bracha because the hands give a bracha here. Right, the Gemara says there's only bifnim, and the sis kapayim is b'chutz. So the Gemara says that if it's chashuv outside, it's also Gemara is shayfer is nabi b'chutz. The Gemara says shani shayfer zikaron.
Oh, giving up the power. Somebody shayfer with keeping it, they're using it by someone zikaron. That's how he's being mechatur.
So what is it? The hands by duchening give the kapara. The hands by the avoida do what? The hands by the avoida, they're just like a hechsher, they're not the etzem. That's what Taisa means. By the siyas kapayim, the hands are the makam abracha, the etzem chalos abracha. By avoida, so the kai picks up the emurim and puts it on his veyach. So he's taki using his hands. That's just a hechsher mitzvah. The kapara comes from the burning of the emurim. You have to do with your hands.
Do you have to kill with your hands also?
Well, I'm assuming he killed with his hands. You have to clarify if he didn't kill with his hands. Maybe talk about it. Maybe it's taki different. But the what? Shar biyadai. So the question is, why take it as the more on duchening? So maybe duchening is the gufa mitzvah, and here it's only a hashem mitzvah. Maybe. So getting back to the Ar Sameach, what's mashma from here if a person killed b'shaygeg? So I'll take it as the seneger. It shouldn't be a difference. The hands killed. So in the hands. The hands shouldn't do avay. They shouldn't duchen. If it's a chumrah ba'alma, it's mistaver. Well, more mistaver the other way. Not mukhach, but it's mistaver. That the chumrah, it's only a chumrah, the rabbanu amachmir, so that should apply to a mezid and not to a shaykh. That's what the arsameach is mitzadeid. Maybe according to Taisa's first teretz is different, but according to Taisa's second teretz, it's zicha that way, that it should apply even if he killed, even if he did tshuva. You could take it, that's an egg, even if he did tshuva. So the mashmois of Taisvis is like the Rambam. The kasha of Taisvis is like the Rambam. The second Tara is like the Rambam. Kosher is the first teretz. Okay. What is the guf ha-mitzvah of duchenik? Is the siyas kapayim the maisa mitzvah of duchenik? Or is the saying the bracha the maisa mitzvah? And the siyas kapayim is a rule, just like you have to stand. Kainu can't stand, can't duchenik, can't sit duchenik. Must be ba'amida. But duchenik has to be a kail ram. A kain is horse, can't say a kail ram. Can't duchen. Bracha v'atala. Can't even duchen. Shaloi b'kol ram. Have a problem with somebody who's fallen. You can't even tell there's somebody there. They duchen very low. It's not b'kol ram. It's a bracha v'atala. There are certain conditions. The shaila is nesias kapayim, a condition in duchening, but the mitzvah is the peh, the bracha the peh, or is nesias kapayim taka the mitzvah? The mitzvah is duchening. Where do we learn it? The pasuk is Vayisa Aaron es Yado. It says he did it, and he gave a bracha. Does that mean it's a condition, just like the other conditions, or is it the guf ha-mitzvah? What's an afkamina? What? Might be. Pashto's not a mitzvah on the Israelim. Israelim don't make brachas. The Mishnah Berurah brings a charedim. So if a charedim says a mitzvah on the Israelim, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Halachah says you should have a mind to be Yitzhak to Chayin's brach. That's not the Pashto's. Anyway, the people listening so they don't have to spread out their hands. They have to receive the brach. The Claire is on the Chayin. Is the Kayin's mitzvah to duchen bepeh is a tenai of the Nesias Kapayim? Or is the mitzvah the Nesias Kapayim? My nafkamina sounds like a very dakistika thing. Seems that there would be a very big nafkamina. A bracha has to be made over lasiyasa. The bracha has to be made before the mitzvah. So avada, every Kayin makes a bracha before he says yivarechacha. You don't say Berecha, make a bracha. The question is, does a Kayin make a bracha and then lift up his hands? Or does a Kayin lift up his hands and then make the bracha? If the Nesias Kapayim is the Maisa Mitzvah, so the Kayin should first make the bracha and then lift up his hands. If the Maisa Mitzvah is the bracha, just as a Tanai, it has to be by Midan, it has to be with spread out hands. So then, fakert, just like he makes the bracha after he's standing, shouldn't be over the over. So he should make the bracha after his hands are spread out. So what do Kayinim do? So in Israel, we have no idea. We cover our eyes beforehand, right? So what do we have here? Four Kayinim in the class. Does everyone do the same thing? You first pick up your hands, you peeked. So I think the kind will pick up the hands, right? You pick up your hands first. Except for Lubavitcher. How do you know except for Lubavitcher? What? You swear for Shulchan Aruch. Okay. What do you do first? Sure. You do whatever everyone does. Okay. You're going to decide at the end of the year. Okay. You'd see also. Nobody wants to admit to this, they're Lubavitchers or not. But I'll tell you what it said, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's interesting, Shulchan Aruch Rav. At first he brings a machlaikis, if you start the bracha when you're facing the heichal, or when you're facing the oilam. It says, Yeshayim levar brachazuk shpneim kapi a heichal, kaidim shiazru pneim, v'yeshdegim lahaskla bracha kishpneim kapi a heichal. Now, as a machlokes, if you make the bracha facing the people, or facing the heichal, so the kohen start the bracha facing the heichal, and then by ba'ava they turn around. That we all know, because you can hear that by ba'ava suddenly you hear them more directly. Then he says, "This is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, l'divrei hakoil." He says, like everybody, "Mevarchin kaidim sheyisu v'yifresu kapeim." You make the bracha before you pick up your hands. Why? Shenesias kapayim hi ikar mitzvahs ha-Torah. The chol ha-mitzvah mevarech aleihem over la'aschol ha-sasiyasa. L'chatchila. He says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that kayanim make the bracha first and spread out their hands second. The spreading out the hands is the what he calls Tzias Kvayu Iker Mitzvah Shatayr. Tzias Shatayr in parentheses. Shavas Deraisa Rabbanu Bizman Hazeh. But the Iker Mitzvah, he says, is the Tzias Kvayim. And the Chavetz of Varcha Yabai Velas Chol Asas Yasa. Pashtas HaMitzvah is
the bracha from the Kainim Kla
Yisrael. You can't say Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, just from saying that's the Pashtas, it's not Kasha. You have to have a Raya. I don't know, do we call it Berchas Kayanim or the Siyas Kapayim? I guess we call it both. I guess if you call it Berchas Kayanim, then Dik is the Bracha. If you call it the Siyas Kapayim, then Dik is the Siyas Kapayim. As far as it's hard to say the Gedder of a Mitzvah Daraisa. So he says this way, I think the rest of the Welt is not like this way. I saw the Kafachayim, I didn't see the Mishnah Brewer should bring this, maybe he does, maybe I missed it. Kafachayim brings from the Paneach Raza. One of the on the Zaya, that the Paneach Raza says that the Iker Mitzvah is the Bracha, it says Kapayim is the Tanai, and therefore you should dafka pick up your hands first and make the Bracha afterwards. So I think that's the meaning, at least by most of Klal Yisrael, that they first lift up their hands and then they turn around. It should be Ivel Iver. In other words, you're supposed to do it when you're ready to do the Mitzvah. Like the shayfer, it says you should have in your hand before you make the bracha on the shayfer. You shouldn't take it out of the lulav. Why don't you leave the lulav on the table, make the bracha, and pick it up? Because you're supposed to do it over, v'lo yover da'over, immediately before, and not. I think that from Taisus it's mashal to Shulchan Aruch Harav. From this Taisvis, in the second Teretz at least, it's Mashra to Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says that Eketega Nasa Senega goes on the hands. If the hands are the Guf HaMitzvah, the Etz HaMitzvah, like he calls the Ikra HaMitzvah, it's easy to understand Taisvis. That the hands that killed are not the hands that could, that Duchen. If the Mitzvah is the Ikra on the hands, then it makes sense. Now, you really can't ask on the pair that we spoke Lashon Hara, because if the hands did less chomer de kaveris, we don't pass all the hands. Right? If the hands did, wrote Lashon Hara, we're not going to pass all it. So that part is not a kasha, but the point still of taisvis is mashma, that's the ikar mitzvah. Because, like we said, on the Mizbeach, you also use your hands to put the emurim or to spritz the dam. Still, the hands are a hechsher to a mitzvah. If by duchri, the hands are a hechsher to the mitzvah, so taisvis second tarot is so hard to understand. Taka more mashmois of Taisa second Teretz that the hands are taka the guf of the mitzvah, the thing that does the mitzvah of duchen. Could it to the kafachayim? You do it. You first lift up your hands and then make the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav was the ikar is the nesias kapayim, but he says no. The ikar is the bracha, and that's why you should dafka pick up your hands first and make the bracha second. What? Because you do it over lasiyas and not over the over. If it's not the ma'isa mitzvah, it's a preparation. All preparations you have to do first. You can't sit and then make the bracha and then stand up. That wouldn't pass, but you have to do it immediately before. There should be no other preparation needed. Like I said, by shayfer, it says you should take the shayfer in your hand and then make the bracha. It's not ma'akid, you can make the bracha then, but it should be over lasiyas and you eat food. You take the food in your hand and then you make the bracha.
Keep the shayfer by the mouth.
Okay, so there's a minig of questionable origin to cover the shayfer during the bracha. There's a minig to cover that the shayfer itself is covered while you make it. You look at the tekeya, I don't know by Sfaradim, but by Ashkenazi, the minig is that the shayfer is covered. There are reasons that are given. I mean, as a children. But today you seem to see that the shayfer is covered. But I know you learned Tilchas Tekeya Shayfer. The minig is to cover the shayfer. When I blew in yeshiva years ago, Rav Palm told me to go to Rav Manas Mendel, Zecherno Levracha, to find out whatever the kepedis are. So that was one of the kepedis he told me, is that when you make the bracha, the shayfer has to be covered. So he didn't give me a reason. I saw in the Mekrei Kodesh, he brings out the Nezer as a shtukah. The bracha is never ma'akev.
The bracha liberecha
ma'akev. No, the bracha is never it's a drabba. Bracha itself is a drabba.
Came late. The bracha can't do it.
But that's an interesting shayla. Svari, you should be able to. Bishop Bruce seems to say he can't. Well, he can't anyway. He can go up, I would say. So he can't. But that's a totally separate issue. If a bracha could ever be makiv on a mitzvah, Svari doesn't make any sense. There are a couple of places the Bishop Bruce seems to say, if you're not going to get the bracha, don't do the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah kiyum. So that's a separate question. But we're talking about how to do a lechatchila. Avad, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet. You make the bracha after you pick up your hands, if you make the bracha before you stand up. We're talking lechatchila, the right way to do it. There's another nidayim which is totally in this. It's true with the Har Tzvi. I neglected to look it up. The Gemara talks about kayanim adding a fourth bracha. Right? Yivarechacha. They say three brachim. Yivarecha. There are three brachas. One is a kohen wants to eat a fourth bracha. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, he's Ayman Bal Taisif. If he adds a fourth bracha, he's Ayman Bal Taisif. So one of the interesting shailas is whether when people say Yashkayach to a kohen, they should say Baruch Tiyah. They come down from Duchenim. The minhag is people say Yashkayach. So I think most kayanim answer with a bracha, a baruch tia. How can he answer baruch tia? It's bal taisif. They're adding to the mitzvah. So I think in the Har Tzvi he says, if you hold that nesias kapayim, with outspread chant, is the guf ha-mitzvah, so to speak, so then it's move on that if you do it without nesias kapayim, that it's not... That it's not it's not baltaisif because it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the nesias kapayim. Do you believe the nesias kapayim? If the nesias kapayim is only a tanai, you could still argue. If you do it out to tanai, so it's not baltaisif. But certainly, if the gufa mitzvah is the nesias kapayim, that would answer. Now, what kohanim should do is have a mind behedya that they're not doing the l'shem mitzvah, because if you have a mind not l'shem mitzvah, it's not baltaisif. The Gemara says.
Yeah, anytime we finish through
it. What?
It should be any time.
The Gemara said they finished. The Gemara said no. Yisrami like Tzibur Achina, the second Tzibur would need Duchening. You Duchening again. So it's always in name.
As
the Gemara says, it's always be in name.
Kain
should never give someone a bracha. Yes, so why do you talk about Yashkayach? Yeah, Duchening is Mutter. Duchening is the mitzvah. Right? So should be allowed to give a bracha all day. Hosman Shachris. Till you drink. If you drink wine, you're safe. Once you drink, you're not allowed to.
They don't have to make another bracha. Yeah. Kind of, once again, doesn't have to make another bracha.
If you didn't have a mind, then he makes a new bracha. So but it doesn't matter. Bracha will be shaited, not the point.
No, so it's a hapsik. If he has to make a new bracha, which means it's not a continuation of the previous bracha.
That Bal Taisif, that's not mahakim.
It's been mahakim.
The Gemara says, Hayesh b'shmini b'sukkah, I've Bal Taisif. He has to make a new bracha. If you finish the thing in the sukkah, you go to the sukkah again, you would have to make a new bracha. That the bracha doesn't change. Gemara says, so either the answer is it's without nesias kapayim. That's really what he says, or that the kohen should have a mind behedya not to. It's interesting. The Torah Tamima is a very controversial Torah Tamima. In Parshas Nasai, he quotes the Gra, and what's controversial is if the Gra ever said it. The Gra said when you give a kid a bracha, you should never give with two hands. Just put one hand on the child. Shabbat Taisif, you give a bracha with two hands. Shaila, I'm sorry, you're not about Taisif. Of Yisrael giving a bracha, then Issa'asei, for Yisrael to Duchim. He says you shouldn't give a child a bracha with two hands, a Baruch Haslam beforehand, you know.
Kohen does it
at
a time?
What?
Kohen does it
at a time? Kohen does it. I think it's a Shaila Taisif. I don't know. If you do it by night, then it wouldn't be a Shaila. Well, Shaila Duchim by night, I don't know. He writes this, I don't think anybody is chayshish for a lalacha, because we don't know that there's such a gra. And he writes, the minhag is to give a bracha with one hand, I think the minhag is to give a bracha with two hands. And at any rate, this is what comes from Taisus. The secondary topic in Taisus is the shah of someone kills not with his hands. If someone kills somebody by pushing a gas pedal with his feet, he didn't kill with his hands. if he's pasul to dochin. According to Taisa's second Teretz, that it's because l'fisha harag b'yadai, so l'chayre it's only harag b'yadai. Assuming yadai is dafka, what? It's not b'yadai. Well, you can think of echatim, so it's not b'yadai. He kicks someone off a cliff.
I'm saying it's not b'yadai.
He do it with his hands.
B'yadai is literally b'yadai.
Chayre, that's Taisa's words. Fisha harag b'yadai, and you can take it. Chayre, that's what it means. This is b'yadai. You know what he means? You see, his kapayim is with your hands. If he means his body, then it should, you know, should be other mitzvahs. I don't know what the other mitzvahs are, but I think he means, because the bracha comes on the hands. I think so. Okay, so much for Taisvis. Let's get back to the Gemara. I wanted to get to the Ramban. Zakti Gemara, Lumay Desalik, Adaita Meikara. Okay, about a dozen lines down. Lumay Desalik, Adaita Meikara. The Gemara is finished. The Gemara says, Lysavaru, finished, no Raya. Now the Gemara just says, Agav. Lumay Desalik, Adaita Meikara, Dasei Sevidachi Lysasei. This means Lysasei Shesh Bekaris. The Gemara keeps on saying Lysasei. We're talking about Lysasei Shesh Bekaris. Lumay Desalik, Adaita Meikara, Dasei Sevidachi Lysasei Shesh Bekaris. And that's why I need a pasuk here to tell you that the essay of killing a Reitzeach or a Baskayit is not the Cheshabbos. My Oyeinai de Kamar, what was the suffix in the Brisa? Before it had a pasuk, it had a suffix. Hachikam. Mani bekai bechalei abayis yumas, b'shar malachis, chutz mises bez, abis bez and dachi Shabbos, dachi yasev dachi laisasei. Or, hada amar, what the other side is, eva damin dachi yasev dachi laisasei, Lysasei greida, and I say is daicha like klayim tzitzis, which is a straight lysasei. Lysis yesh bekaris, bishamet leida dachi. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe you should be bechalik between a stam lysasei and lysis yesh bekaris. Hadomar, and the price went back. It said, otu asei, otu asei, didaicha es lysasei, lav lysasei chomer midei. Asei is daicha lysasei, even though lysasei is mochomer. Because he has say v'dachilei malichum rezuta malichum rabba. If it's a chiddush that I say dechalaisa say, so laisa say is mochamer, then I say. So who cares if it's a laisa shesh mekaris or plain laisa say? Either way, it's mochamer than an say. So tabad loy laisa varu. Period. End of sugya. Ella is already going back to the original question. Hamaloy laisa varu. Here we have a gemara that a lav is more chomer than an say. There are l'chayra a couple of mashmoisin that a lav is mochamer than an asay, because we know a lav gets malchus and an asay doesn't. L'chayra, that's a raya. I think the Aruch Haner brings the raya here. Rashi brings that it's mochamer because a lais asay gets malchus and an asay doesn't. And the Aruch Haner is matchik this raya. Now, as we're looking, what's mochamer, lav or asay? So Rashi says, a lav is mochamer, shari like an alav. So the Aruch Haner says it's not necessarily a raya, because of a marsha that you should know. You know there's a rule, ein einshin min adin. We don't give einshin from a kal v'chomer. We don't say madach unless chomer de kaveira. You get this einish, whether it's misa malchus, certainly a more chomer de kaveira. So the question is why? A kal v'chomer is a pretty straight limud, it's a svara. Why ain't einshin min adin? Why is it so? So the marsha says that the reason ain't einshin min adin is because the Torah only gives an einish if it's a kapar. The Torah only gives someone an einish, it should be mechaper. If the Torah said you get an einish for a less chomer dekaveira, it's no raya you should get it for a more chomer dekaveira, because maybe on a less chomer dekaveira it's enough of a kapara. So the Torah says get malchus, it'll be a kapara. But on a more chomer dekaveira, it's not mechaper, so we're not going to give it if it's not mechaper. So the Marsha says that's the reason that ain't on Shemin Adin. Okay, this is the Marsha's reasoning. It's always spoken out together with a second reason in the Klolei
a klalei hashas, the back of brachas, the Vilna Shas, is klalei hayra, klalei hashas. He says a different reason, that einad shemenadin, because the kal v'chaymer, maybe you'll come up with a percha someday. Kal v'chaymers are tough things. Say kal v'chaymer, it sounds like kal v'chaymer, maybe someday you'll have a percha. But the Marsha says that an oynish is only if it's mechaper, not if it's not mechaper. So like that, Rashi's raya is not a raya. A lav gets malchus, and a say doesn't. So Rashi holds it's a raya, a lav is more chamor, shkam raya. A lav is less chamor, malchus is enough of a kapara. Maybe an assay is more chamor. Therefore, the assay does it not enough malchus. It's not a kapara, we don't give. So Mamela, this raya of Rashi is not a raya. There are other rayas, though. A raya is a saris. There's a raya because Rabbi Kiva said, Yesh mamza mechayve lavim, not mechayve yasei. Mamzeris, there's a tzad, there's mamzeris by lavim, but not by yasei. So raya lav is worse than an assay. And the Gemara in Yuma says that somebody who's over in Asay and does tshuva lezaz b'sham until he has a kapara. On an Asay, tshuva is mechaper right away. And the Gemara says, on a lois Asay, tshuva is taila v'yame kippur and mechaper. Whatever that means, it says that tshuva is only taila, at least the einish hanging, and kippur will be mechaper. It's a raya that a lav is more chomer than an Asay. Those are two rayas. The Aruch HaNer also says that a lav ya'ivah b'kum v'asei, and an asei ya'ivah b'shev al tasa. Typical lav, 90% of lav and ya'ivah by doing something. And an asei ya'ivah by sitting still. And we know kum v'asei is always worse than shev al tasa. Those are three, besides Rashi, three rayis that a lois asei is more chomer than an asei. So even though I say dech alayis asay, chiddish, alayis asay is more chomer than asay. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tsechet Tzur Ramban. I gave you the copies of the Ramban. It's a little hard to figure out what Rabbi Kiva Eger meant. Did he mean to ask a kasha? Or did he mean to explain the Gemara? We have to figure out if this Ramban stims with the Gemara, or if Rabbi Kiva Eger meant to say a kasha. I'm not sure. I don't know if I didn't look in the Chiddush of Kiva Eger if he explains what he means. He does explain. Is he saying who says it? The person on the bottom of the Ramban. He says it's a kasha. Okay, let's see if it fits. Is a kasha right? The Gemara says a lav is more chomer than an asay. Now this Ramban, if you have the copies I gave out, I underlined the part that's negay. It's a rather long Ramban. And Zachar v'Shamar, as you know, Shamar is a lois asay, Shamar pen va'al is a lois asay, and Zachar is an asay. So the Ramban gets into this discussion. Says the emes u'gamkein ki mida Zachar ramzu b'mitzvah asay. Ramzu remes shalai remzai b'mitzvah asay. Hu ayaitze b'midas ava. He says Zachar in every mitzvah asay shows Ava, Vuhu Lemidas Harachamim, Kiyosa Mitzvah Adainav Ohov Loi, Vadainam Rachim Alov. So a mitzvah asay shows Ava, Midas Harachamim. Umidas Shamor, Bemitzvah Lois asay, Vuhu Lemidas Adin, Vyasa Midas Hayira. Somebody who keeps a Lois asay shows that he has Yira. Ki hanishmar me'asay stavara b'ni adaynav yarei aysay ulechein mitzvah asay gedayla b'mitzvah lois asay k'ma sh'ava gedayla me'yira ki emekayim v'aysa begufay u'b'memaynay ritzayn adaynav u'gadla me'anishmar me'asay sarah b'aynav l'chein amru dasi asay v'dachil lois asay. So what does that sound like? It sounds like a stira talk, Gemara, no? The pashat, the words seem to be a stira. He says asay is daich alois asay because an asay is more chomer than alois asay, the opposite of this Gemara. This Gemara says that alois asay is more chomer than an asay. However, the Ramban keeps on going. The Ramban adds, he says, He says that if you over a loisa say, it's worse than an asay. So Rabban has it bad both ways. You follow? He says that to be over a lav is worse than being over an asay. To be mekayim an asay is more than being mekayim a loisa say. Why? Because it's avon yira. If you do it, the asay shows more. The asay shows it's more chashuv. If you refrain from doing it, the loisa say you don't even have yira. That's worse. You followed the svara back and forth. You know, it's like bread and steak. What's more chashuv, bread or steak? Steak is more chashuv than bread. That's if you have both of them. But if a person can't afford, he buys bread first and steak second. Right? If you have them, the steak is more chashuv. If you don't have them, not having the bread is a bigger avla. I think the Maral and the Siva Soilam uses this mashal. But the nekuda is that when you do a mitzvah, when you behave, showing ava is more than showing yira. If you're my friend, you show me ava, it's more chashuv than you show yira from me. If you're someone's enemy, so not showing ava is one thing, but not even showing yira from the melech, that's much worse. So in the kiyum, an asay is more. In the bittul, a lois asay is more. So the way this is usually understood to shtim with our Gemara is that asay doicha lois asay means, at least according to this point of the Gemara, is that we measure the bittul of the... In other words, there's a svara that we should measure the bittul halav. You have to be mevatel either the lav or the asay. We're trying to give you mevatel. So better be mevatel the... It's worse to be mevatel the lav than the asay. It's svara. Allah says, should be dechen asay. That's what the Gemara says. It says, asay dechen asay, even though lav chomer minay. Even though really the lav is worse. The Gemara says, nevertheless, you have a chidish asay dechen asay. The lav is worse, that means being over, the lav is worse. All the rayas are that way. The raya from mamzer, that a lav becomes a manzal of a kiva, not an asay. That's an avera. Someone does an avera, or malchus, like Rashi. So, right, if someone's aver, he gets malchus, and not that, or tshuva. Tshuva is when someone was aver. You're aver a lav, it's worse. So, on the tzad of being aver, the Ramban holds that the lav is worse. On the tzad hakiyum, it's the other way around. On the tzad hakiyum, if you're going to be mekayim, you're coming to do what you're supposed to do. So the kima say is more chashuv than the kima alav. That's
the...
What?
Even though it's override the lav, the kima say it's override the lav, and the
lav is
more.
By say dechalaisa say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the question is how to plug this svar into say dechalaisa say. And that's where the Ramban doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara. In other words, if you're Mekayim both, let's say somebody's going to do an asay, and he's going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei, Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei. And he has enough money to do one with a hider. So better do the asay with a hinder. Because in the kiyum, the asay is more chashuv. The person has the yetzahara, it's going to be over either an asay or lois asay. So it's better to be over the asay than the lois asay. Because in the bittul, the lois asay is worse. So if you have any shayla that's negeya to bittul, so you work that the lois asay is chaber, and yes, to a kiyum, you work that the asay is chaber. Now how does that plug into asay to a lois asay? That's tricky. Asay decha lois asay or lois decha asay. What are you doing? You're mekayim one and mevatel the other. So why would svara dictate if there's no special limud? Why would svara dictate if it's given? Kiyum asay is more than kiyum alav. Bittul alav is worse than bittul asay. So now it becomes very tricky. By asay decha lois asay, how should I measure it? Should I measure it with the kiyum? So I'm saying, which one should I be mekayim? Or I'm measuring with the bittul, which one am I being mevatel? So what do you say? Svara? I would think in Svara the Ramban is right. I say Shavi Dechalois to say, because this person, whichever one he's Deicha, he's not doing an Aveira. He's asking, what was the Kavanah of the Rabbi Mishalom? What's Kavanah Satayr? He's coming to do everything right. He's saying, does Rabbi Shalom want me to wear the Klein with tzitzis? Well, not wear the Klein with tzitzis. Does Rabbi Shalom want I should be Miyabim, Yisurei Lavim, or not Miyabim? So I would think that he's an Oivet. He's being Oivet Hashem. He wants to be Oivet Ma'av, Oivet Mir. So you should better do Ma'av than Yir. Ramban Svara to me is better than the Gemara Svara. The question is how to make the Tushtim. It don't seem Tushtim well. Gemara says, I say the Chalaisi, even though the Lav is Chomer. So I need something of a Hezber. But the Nidain is how to make it fit with the Ramban. The Ramban Svara is a Geshmak Svara. If you didn't follow, make sure you understand the Ramban. It's a very Geshmak Svara in Asay Dechalois Asay. And you know it's rare that the Rabbi Kivager, in the beginning of Hashash, should say to any Mepharshei HaChumash. Here it's, like I said, he says the Ramban. But we have to move on. So tomorrow, please prepare properly and stay ahead of me.